friend, this year should be a special schus for Reb Chaim Yehoshua ben Ephraim HaKohen. Should have bracha v'atzlach v'chol ma'aseh yadav, he and his entire family. And we're going to be learning an interesting shaila based on Torah of Mori v'Rabbi Hagaon HaGadol Reb Chaim Meir Horowitz. We're starting to say, recently we started saying Tal Matar Levracha in America. In another month you're going to be starting with saying Tal Matar Levracha, but it could be when you're listening to this you've already been saying it for a long time. That's the amazing thing about recorded shiurim, you never know when it's being listened to. So here's the shaila. Reuven was davening Shachris quietly, and he has a suffix: did I say with saying Tal Matar Levracha or not? Shimon's davening next to Reuven, and since Reuven is a little bit hard of hearing, he davens a little bit loudly. And Shimon, who's standing next to Reuven, hears that Taka Reuven said v'sein talamater levracha. And now Reuven has a suffik. Is he allowed to be somech on Shimon's edus? Can he be somech on Shimon's edus? As Shimon said that you said v'sein tal. Bipshuto, he can be somech. Erech anemen bisurim. And Enal Maladaber, Shalma Yisrael, it's the end of the shir. Isn't this amazing? I've never given such a short shir before. Yeah, Erech Hanema Bisur. It's Isser Hedder, it's Mutter, it's fine. Shalma Yisrael. Not so Pashit. There are really four things, four directions we can come in. Yerushalmi in the first parak of Tainis, and Allah Aleph writes, Tanin Espal, Vener Dea Mahiskir, Omar Reb Yechanan Kol Yamad Yom Chazaka, Mashahu Lamud Hiskir. That if somebody davens and they don't know what they said, so you can assume that for 30 days it's a chazakah that he said what he's used to saying, and this is brought in Tosfos, Brachos Yud Beis, Dibra Maschil Hilchasa, Tainis Gimel Amid Beis, Dibra Maschil Bimos, and so Paskins the Mechaber, in Arachayim, Simen Kuf Yodal, Tzif Ches, that for the first 30 days after you start saying something, you have to assume that you say what you're used to saying. In other words, you don't establish a chazakah that you said something until 30 days have passed. If you've been saying something for 30 days, then you can assume that you said it. But if you haven't been saying something for 30 days, then you can't assume that you said it. So yesh l'estapek we have a suffek in the geder of chazakah mashu lamed hiskir. Is this midin chazaka? Pshuto, there's no such thing as chazaka meikara, because what's a chazaka de meikara? That you have a certain object, and you assume that this object has not changed. The status of this object has not changed. So, obviously we're not dealing with any chayfets here. And also, chazakah is not shayach on something that's built on something that you do. Where do you have a chazakah that you do something that you continue to do it? Where does this chazakah come from? So in Pashtus, the Yerushalmi means that it's like a chazakah shebeteva adam. There's a certain nature that people have, and that's called a cheskas beirur. What's a cheskas beirur? Example that a person ain't adam pareya b'toch zmano. A person owes money, he's not paying up the money before the due date. Like the Gemara says, halavai should pay the money when it's due. He's certainly not paying the money before it's due. So that's l'chora what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with a cheskas beirur. It's a beirur b'tepa adam that mashu lamud hiskir. However, we find something new in the Taz. Yerideya, simet samach tes, siv katan chav dalet. Talking about a woman who cooked meat and she forgot if she had earlier on salted the meat. Is the meat permitted or not permitted? Says the Taz. Vod yesh lo seis tam lahatir bevadai. The bevadai asta isha kedarka. Umolcha tchila. Kenehi damrinan gabi kriyashma. Tauch saftem. Hischil man yirbu. Ein sarach lachzor de sirche nokit vaasi. That we know that if a person is saying shema, and they say uchsaftem amuzus v'sechav yisharech, and they say l'man yirbu, what does that teach us? That teaches us that what you are accustomed to saying, you say. We have a nature, we know that if we know on some level that when we say Chsaftam, if we continue with the man lirbu, you can assume that that's where you're really holding. Kachnir leniyus daiti. So that's the derech of a person, just like we find by Kriyashma, it's the derech of the person to say Chsaftam, then laman yirbu. You can trust that. So too, it's the derech of this woman to salt her meat. What about the chazaka? The meat's becheskas not being salted. There's a rove against the chazaka because rove pa'amim molchim tchila. Because most of the time it's for salted, and rove is better than chazaka, like the Rosh says at the beginning of Ksuvis. So midirei ataz, we learn that the koach of regilus is a koach rove. What a person's rugil to do, that's davar shebeteva, and that's like a ruba de lesser kaman, which is a rov shebeteva adam. You have a rov of a person's nature, and you can follow that rov. So that's like a chazaka. The Asya Mikoyach Ruva. You have a Chazaka that comes Mikoyach the Rov. And similar to the Taz, we have a Tosis in Kedushin Ayin Tesamit Beis Dibur Amas Chilmi. There, the Tosis is talking about something that's Beteva Adam. Here, the Taz is talking about a woman salting meat, which is not her Teva, but that's what she's used to doing. It's not human nature to salt meat. But that's just what she's used to doing. So you can assume derech rov, or chazaka b'mikoach rov, that the meat is now becheskas, that it was salted. And look also in the Pnei Yoshua, on that Tosfos. What about, we know that rov atalu b'maisa, Ravina holds in Bechoros, Chofam Aleph, we don't follow Ayin Shama the Gemara. The Machne already writes in Kedushin, only in Maisa atalu b'behema we don't follow. But Maisa atalu b'adam, we do, we can't follow, even if it's a rov atalui b'maisa. So here it's a rov that's telling the mice of a person. Rov ameiritz ma'asrim heim. Most people first are makadish the girl, then they send the gifts. So we're not going to get into that. However, the Shach in Ikudus HaKesef writes that there's no rov here, and he doesn't explain why there's no rov. And it's mistaber because he holds that it's a rov hatalui b'maisa, and like we just said, Ravina holds that rov hatalui b'maisa, not you can't follow. So we said the Machne says that's only behema, not an adam, but the Shach doesn't hold that way. The Shach holds the rov hatalui b'maisa, and since it depends on people do it this way most of the time, they have a maisa of salting the meat, that's not a rov that you can follow. Now, according to the Shach, what's the chazak of the Yerushalmi? It's going to be a cheskas beir. So again, according to the Taz, what's the chazak of the Yerushalmi? It's a chazak abamikoach rov. That most of the time, this is what's done. So therefore, there's a chazak that it was done. She's becheskas that she said that she salted the meat, and you can also say that a person is becheskas that they said after 30 days, they said what they're used to saying. And the Shach doesn't buy it, so the Shach maybe holds that it's a cheskas beirut, that's like ein adam parei b'sech zmano. We know that that's what people, that's the nature of a person. So too, the nature of the person is after you say something for 30 days, you're already accustomed to saying it. So now you have in our case, an Eid Echad comes, and he says that this guy said v'sein talamata levracha against his regilus. It's before 30 days. Can he be believed or not? So if Regilus is Kedin Rov to Lechara, then we come to the Machlokes. If Eid Echad is Naman Neged Rov, as we've discussed recently in our Shiurim, that we have the Pnei Yoshua and Kedushin Samach Gimel Amid Beis, Amr of Nachman, and the Noda B'Yudim Adur HaKame, Ebenezer Simit Samach Tes, that Eid Echad is Naman Neged Rov. That's a Prima Godim, in Yeridea, Simen Aleph, Mishas Ozov, Sivkan Aleph, Turei Evin, Rosh Hashanah, Chav Beis, Amen Aleph, Turei Masl, Kiyasi Ula, that Rebbe Kivager, Ksubas, Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, Eid Echad is not Naman against the Rov. The Taz brings down the Rambam, that Eid Echad is Naman Neged Rov, but he doesn't hold like that. So, we have a Machlokas Achronim, is Eid Echad, do you believe Eid Echad against the Rov? And so if you hold its Rov, so then only if you follow those poskim that Eid Echad can be believed against the Rov. However, it would appear that here, that even the Pnei Yoshua, who holds that Eid Echad is Neman Neged Rov, Ein Eid Echad Neman Shehizkir V'Sein Talo Matir Levracha. Why? Because the Pnei Yoshua writes, Amr of Nachman, Divra Maskel Amr of Nachman, that Eid Echad is Neman Neged Rov. And the reason is because Dafka Neged Chazak Eid Echad is a Neman, because without the aid, it's a Chazak a Gemura, there's no Reisa. But Rov, there's always a Tzad Miut to the Rov. And the aid is only Kimavara Miut Mitocha Rov. So that's only Shayach when there's a Tzad Miut. So in other words, why does the Pnei Yoshua say you can follow a Rov? Because if you have a Chazakah, an Eid Echad against the Rov, if you have a Chazakah, so you got to follow the Chazakah, you don't accept what the Eid says. But let's say the Chazakah has a Reisa. Oh, the Chazakah has a Reisa, then you can follow one Eid. So a Rov is like a Reisa, right? Because the Rov is always the Miut. So that's like a Reisa on the Rov. So that's what the Eid Echad is telling you to do. He's telling you to follow the Miut. So that's only Shayach when there's a Tzad Miut. But here, where there's a Hachra Mikoch Regilus, what Tzad Miut is there? In other words, what a person is used to doing, there's no Miut people that don't do what they're used to doing. Right? That's something universal, that people do what they're accustomed to doing. That the Regilus isn't Machriya Etzlam. Everybody follows their custom. Since everybody follows their custom, so if that's the case, we go back to the rule that since Rov is better than Chazaka, and Ein Eid Echad Neman Neged Chazaka, so Kol Shekein that he's not Neman Neged Rov. So even the Pnei Yoshua here would agree that it's not so, that the Eid Echad is not believed against the Rov because there's no Tzad Miut. Because Leka Miut Anashim, there's no Miut Anashim that the Regilus isn't Machriya by them. So therefore it would appear that you wouldn't be able to accept what the Eid says. However, it would seem that we can say a svara that this is not at all shaykh to the machlokas of Eid Echad, is he nema negative rov or not nema negative rov. And the reason is as follows. Let's see. A person who's mechavein in his tefillah, bevadai, he would be maskir v'sein talamot levracha, because he knows that that's what you have to say. You have to say v'sein talamot levracha. And Adarabba, he wants to take himself out of the Regilus. So it emerges when a person is mistopic, if he's maski b'sein talamot levracha, the suffix is not whether he did what he was accustomed to doing. The suffix is that he's mistopic if he had kavana when he davened. Now whether or not you had kavana when you davened, so that's already a 50-50. That's not koach haRegilus anymore. That's not really the suffix here. The suffix is whether or not he had kavana when he davened. Not if he follows his regilus. If the suffix is, do you follow your regilus, what you're used to doing? So everybody follows what they're used to doing. We're all creatures of habit. But here the shaila is, did he have kavanah when he davened? Because if he had kavanah when he davened, then he didn't follow his habit. So this is really a safek hashakol. Did he have kavanah or not have kavanah? However, this svara is only shaykh to our case. But when a woman cooked meat, and she has a doubt if she salted the meat, and we're machriya mikoch haregilus, that she did like her nature and she salted the meat, there if an eid echad says she didn't, he's made that she went against her nature. And since the regilus is rov, if so, this is Talui in the Machlokes, is an Eid Echad, Nema Neged Rov. Because this Eid Echad is saying that she went against the Rov. Because her Teva, what she normally does is, she salts. And this Eid Echad said she didn't salt. So he's made that she changed what she normally does. So he's really made against her regilus. So can an eid echad be made against regilus? Can a eid echad be made against such a rov? Unless again, maybe you say that there's no tzad miut, because everybody follows their regilus. Now, if you say that this is Talui in the Machlokas of whether Eid Echad is Neman against a Rov, we'd have to be talking about a case where there's no Cheskes Isser on the Chaticha Shelo Nimlecha. For example, Nisari V'chad B'chad, Chaticha Shelo Nimlecha with a Chaticha Shelo Nimlecha. One was salted, one wasn't salted. Because if we're not talking about that, if we're talking about just one Chaticha, and you're not sure if it's salted, then the Eid Echad would be believed. Why would the Eid Echad be believed? Because you have the Eid Echad saying that she didn't salt, and then you have the Cheskas not being salted on the Chaticha. So that's mitzdarif to the Cheskas Isser on the Chaticha. So here we're talking about a case where the Chaticha didn't have such a Cheskas Isser because Nisarif Chad Bechad, and then the Eid Echad says that she didn't salt. So then it would possibly be telling in the Machlokes, can Eid Echad be made against a Rov? Now, Ladas Hashach, that Regilus does not have the power of a Rov, and we said that according to that, Shach said it's not a Rov, it's called even Maisa. So we said the Shach will hold that it's a Regilus is Chazaka Mevareres. It's Mevare that's the way it was. So the question is an Eid Echad Ne'aman against the Cheskas Beirur? When you have a Chazaka, a Cheskas Beirur, a certain Chazaka, that's like Ein Adam Prey B'Sach Zmano, is an Eid Echad believed against such a Chazaka? Like here, a person's regilos is mevarit to us, but this is the way the person, what the person said. Person says within 30 days what they're used to saying. So that's a beirur, that's a clarification that within 30 days that's what they did. So it's an eid echad ne'aman against the cheskas beirur. So if there's a chazaka de meikara, there's a suffix in Yavamas, is eid echad believed against the chazaka de meikara? But we don't know about Cheskas Beirur, because maybe the Beirur is stronger than what the Eid says. For example, the Shmaitza says that an Eid Echad is not believed if a woman is muchzekas to be a Nida. She's wearing neither clothing, and Eid Echad is not Ne'aman to be Soiser, what's Huchzak Lefanenu. So it could be also a Cheskas Beirur, and Eid Echad is not Ne'aman. So maybe we can be poshet this suffek from what the Ketzos HaChoshen says. Simen Pei Dalet, Siv Kon Dalet. Sheid Echad, Shem Meid, Sheparad, Sech Zmano, Havalan Lameimor, Detalya, Benidun, Deir Echad, Neged Chazaka, Demei Kara. Ela the moment shiny, Deir Echad, Linyin Shavua, Hu Areyu Kishnayim. So here you have the Ketzos telling us that an Eid Echad that's made on somebody, that he was Parea Tech Zmano, we would say that it's Tali in the Nidon as Eid Echad it believed against the Chazaka de Meikara. And that's a suffix in the Gemara. And he just writes that Mammon is different, because by Mammonis, you have Eid Echad is believed Linyan Shavua. Linyan Shavua, he's like two witnesses. So maybe here also, when he's made Shepar B'Sech Zmano, since it's Mammonis, so just like Linyan Shavua, he's believed like two. So maybe also to go against this Chazaka. Now Chazaka and the Perech Sech Zmano is a Cheskas Beir. And the Shmaitza, the Ktos, same person, wanted to equate that to Chazak de Meikara. He said, if not for the fact that we're a Mammon, we could equate it to a Chazak de Meikara, Linyan Eid Echad. And again, a Chazak de Meikara is a suffix in the Gemara. And the Shach writes in Yeradea Kufchav Zayn, Sivkot de Zayn, that it's a Sveke de Dina. So we would also have a suffix here. That when you have a Cheskas Beir, can you believe the Eid Echad against the Cheskas Beir? So we're not finished. We have to also deal with the fact that there's a cheskes chiyuv here. This person has a cheskes chiyuv that they have to say the same time another levracha. So can eid echad be believed against the cheskes chiyuv? So that's really our avoda for the next time. If God gives me life, all of us life, we should be zeruch amir to Hashem. Hopefully we can tell you. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.